Syrup and 40s and that shit. And urine and drink that shit.
Dude, Shade 45.
Did you enter the studio with shit
poor people do? And poor people do crack.
Sorry.
I heard that shit about your chick wanting to fucking, like, take you to the gay bar or some shit like that.
Yeah?
She wanted him to eat his own load at a gay bar.
Yeah. He's already eating one load. Now she wanted him to do a demo load challenge.
Yeah, she wants to take the show on the road.
Yeah. Him and Bob Burnquist are going to eat loads.
Just...
But yeah, his girlfriend's super hot and
I want to see her picture.
I think that she's actually cool, but I'm just jealous because she's taking over Raw Dog. I think that's what we're figuring
that's
out.
That's basically
right now.
It, huh?
I disagree. I disagree, but that's what's going on.
Like
I think that she's whipping you, and you're her bitch.
I don't think that's the case.
You want to be the one that makes him eat his own cum.
He is my bitch.
Straight
you
up.
Will not. She doesn't even have a car. Hey, how's she going to pay you?
His load, his decision.
Straight up.
Right. I know.
You eat your own cum, but you own that.
I've done some bad things to you, Josh, but have I ever made you eat your own load?
No, I guess you haven't.
You guys weren't, like, technically snowballing. She just tongue-kissed you after she blew you.
That's what happened, yeah.
You just had to go with it, that's all.
Right.
I was thinking about it. I don't think she's really into gay shit. I think she's into domination. I knew this chick that liked to, get a boyfriend and then... like build up to banging them in the butt with a strap on, and I think that she's kind of like that.
I don't even think she's doing that. I don't think she's as kinky as you guys think she is.
You think you're gonna get
chaps
in the ass?
Chaps and mascara at the fucking goth club?
Yeah.
You know the goth club turned out to be a gay bar, right? You know that.
Was it a gay bar or was it like an anything goes goth thing?
No.
Because I've been to the anything goes dick out thing.
Goth night at a gay bar.
Yeah. It was goth night at a gay bar.
Downtown, if you get my drift.
Meaning it was literally downtown.
It was literally downtown.
It was south of Olympic.
On Spring Street. You know what? Like back in the day, like if I like, well, I was really grimy as a teenager, and like I'd be like, "Hey, you know what?" Like I'd be messing with a girl, and I'd be like, "Hey, you know what? You should let me and my man fuck." And if they were like, I don't know, I don't think so, I know that I can do it. And it's kind of the same way that she was like, you should let me get you in some chaps. And you're like, I don't know, it's not the... You need to be like, no, you're not putting me in no chaps. Like if a girl's like, no, I'm not fucking your homeboy, are you fucking crazy? I would be like, I can't get her to... I'm not going to try to get her to run a train.
And that was our objection to you answering that text with beginning with an LOL.
Yep.
LOL means... strap it on.
Fruits and vegetables.
Basically.
But that's my
method. Talk me into it.
Yeah. No. Banana in the tailpipe.
But that's my method of conflict resolution for all conflicts. Is
fruits
I say,
and vegetables,
okay,
don't be a bitch.
Okay.
You should tattoo it on your fucking knuckles.
I say, okay, hey, okay, that's an interesting idea. I see where you're coming from, but this is why I don't want to do that. Here's
but
why.
With enough persistence, you will be in assless chaps.
Josh, I think you should give me a deep throat blowjob right now.
Look.
He's gonna do it. I'm getting the blowy. 2 o'clock. Everybody tune in for my blowy.
Oh, you need some Takata. It's gonna get him in the mood.
Look, that's very premature.
I want you to
that's
know
very
I don't,
premature.
I don't
think
snowball.
That's going to happen.
That my load is yours.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Do with it what you will.
Yeah, keep that. That's for you.
Here's a picture of her. Dude.
Oh, she's cute, dog.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Hey, well, how come I don't get the same picture of her?
Here, this is a picture.
It's like half her face. You got her whole face once.
Cool, man.
Yeah. She doesn't look like the type of girl to try to get a strap on your booty, but watch out. That's all I'm saying. Watch out. And if she says, hey, you know, it'd be awesome if I took this cucumber and put it in your butt. Just be like, no. You see that shit?
Yeah.
Are you listening to what he's saying to you?
Yes, no cucumber to the butt.
No, that's not what he was saying to you.
Yes, I heard him. No cucumber in the butt, guys. Her name's Roccolina? Roccolina?
No.
All right.
I don't think you're supposed to say what her name is.
And also don't say her name. But no, but her name on her Facebook page is her real name.
It's pronounced Broccolina.
Bro- Broccolina.
How's that for irony?
Oh, my God. Your girlfriend's name is Broccolina? Holy
sure.
shit.
If you want to, sure, what you can
the,
call her
what are the chances, Michael?
I know, that's what I say. It's the height of irony. I hope she doesn't give you a kidney stone.
Broccolina. Man, how do you date someone named Broccolina? You got some fucking balls.
Well, she usually just goes by Brock, but yeah.
Oh, you call her Brock?
Brock Lesnar.
Oh. In bed, do you call her Brock?
Yeah.
Do you say her name when you're banging her?
Oh, Brock, my baby.
Brock, my world,
oh,
babe.
Oh, Brock. You use puns while you're fucking her? Yeah. Brock, my world?
Yeah, we're going to Brock and roll. Brock me like a hurricane.
This pussy's Brock in my world.
Oh, man. How could you do that? That's physically impossible.
Brock that finger up my butt, girl.
Oh, yeah. You just Brock everything all day. You have to. It's just constant Brock and roll.
Just Brock it on up. Yeah, Brock.
You think Broccolina gets fed up with that?
I'm sure I think she hears those jokes a lot. Mm-hmm. Like Brock sucker? Yes.
Well, she is a Brock sucker, right?
I guess she is.
She's a mean little Brock sucker.
She's sucking your Brock.
Yeah, and then she's spitting it in your mouth.
Fucking Broccolina. Snowball, old Snowball Broccolina.
What do you do when a girl does that to you when she, like, fucking...
When Snowball
she,
McGee.
When she ninjas some sperm in your mouth. Like, what do you do? Do you freak out? Do you go with it? Like, what's the proper thing?
No, see, I never even... That was never even, like, a question to me when she... If she comes up and she does that, not Snowball, but just trying to kiss you right after, you just kiss the side of her mouth, and then you keep working to the side, yeah. And she gets the idea.
You're like, no.
Right.
But what if she doesn't get the idea?
Well, if she keeps trying, it's going to be awkward in and of itself if I'm trying to kiss the side of her face or her neck or whatever, and she's constantly trying to jam her tongue. I'll be like, what's up with that, even come or no come?
Right.
Girls, in my experience, the handful of times that's happened, girls always got the message that I wasn't going to do that. And right. You don't need to make it weird. You're still kissing them. You're just not eating your
good
own
solid
cum.
Stance. Backhand.
Bam.
Bam.
To the face.
No. Don't try to do that to me ever again.
Right. You set up the webcam, then you punch her.
That's right. Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's on
yeah.
Alice Mania the next day.
AliceMania.com. Raw Dog punches Broccolina in the face.
Punches the cum out of her mouth.
In 2,000 frames per second.
Oh, wow. We could do
blood
that.
And cum. You should totally do that. That's let's your next one. That. Have let's her blow you and then just sock the shit out of her.
He's a little bit poopy today because he didn't get too much seepies because he was up all night. Giving it to her.
Mostly I was, I just...
Talking. I guys are talking.
I should have gotten more sleep because I got zero sleep the previous night. Literally zero sleep. So I'm tired from that.
Cell?
Yeah, because of the kidney stone.
But you're 26.
Yeah, so it's still
so
hard.
So wait a minute. So you didn't go to sleep. Oh, okay. No, totally. I'm not the bad guy.
Yeah.
You didn't go to sleep the night before because of the kidney stones. And then last night, your girlfriend tells you to come over and get her and hang out until fucking 2 o'clock in the morning. How is that a smart thing to do in any way?
I didn't say it was smart. I just said that's what I did.
Yeah, so you're losing it.
His dick's making all the decisions now.
Yeah, your dick's making the decisions for you.
Evil dick.
Evil why can't dick, she stay?
She, in this case, it was difficult because it's hard for her to, like, leave because she doesn't have a car.
Does she live at her mom's house still?
Yeah.
Man, it's, dog, that is the common shit out here, man. Like, just, like, 20-something-year-old chicks, like, staying with their parents and shit.
And then
you met her mom?
I've not met her mom. I've never been to her house.
What do? Just pick her up on the corner or some shit?
Sometimes she takes the train over to me.
That's what's up.
Sometimes I pick her up.
How you meet her?
Online.
Yeah. Why couldn't she take a train home today?
Cause,
so you could sleep.
Because the train, I mean, because I think she doesn't like necessarily like taking the train unless she has to. And usually I'm a nice guy and I drop her off.
And taking her in the morning would just be too much of a hassle.
You'd have to wake up at 10:30.
I'd have to wake up early.
How early?
I don't know.
Put her on the fucking train in the morning, dude.
You don't know? Seriously, though, think about it just for a second. How long do you think? What time you'd have to get up?
In this case, I'm not sure.
She has to be here at 11:30.
Right. Look, I asked her if she... What?
Just this asked you. Like, I don't know, it wasn't that difficult of a question, right? Like, what time do you think you'd have to get up?
I asked her if she wanted to stay last night. She said, no, I'd better get back up.
Thank you.
All right.
Right. So she's making you...
This is what you need to tell. Like, if she comes over, you gotta be like, you staying tonight? No, well, I'm not coming to get you.
Well, I just don't understand why she wouldn't be a little bit more considerate to somebody who was up the night before and didn't sleep because he pissed out kidney stones.
She doesn't have to be. She doesn't have to be more considerate because he does whatever the fuck she tells him to do.
See, now am I the fucking guy that's all weird, Michael? Come on. There's the other side of the argument. Now it's starting to look like she could be the bad wolf.
Why?
Because she's controlling and she has no... She does weird things to you and dominates you, and she's not that considerate to you. You pissed out kidney stones the night before you were in hospital and you didn't sleep? So much so that the doctor gave you Percocets?
It's still Josh's fault. He needs to boss up. You need to boss up.
Yeah, you need to boss up. That's all we're saying.
Boss up, dude.
You boss up.
Boss the fuck up,
bitch, catch a fucking train in the morning. Like, I got shit to do.
That shit cray.
Okay.
It's cray, bro. It's just cray.
Yeah.
Boss up like your name was Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, dude. Boss up. Oh! Boss up. Come on!
Okay. So what are you going to do?
She's like, mijo, I want to come over. Are you staying tonight? No, I didn't think you could take me home to the matter. Nah, you good.
Oh, my God, this is so...
Mijo, I just really wanted to come over and spend some time with you.
Dude, you don't need your chick anymore. You got you.
Oh, my God. I want to be a part of this.
Okay, why don't you guys practice that conversation now?
Oh, you guys have to have a TV show. Hello? Mijo, I'm coming to see you today. I do not have a car, so you come give me.
I can't talk to you like this.
Does she talk like that?
You come give me in my car, man. Hey, I said, you come give me in my car, you pinchy Jew. You come give me.
Okay, and Raw Dog, you say.
Look, babe. You've got to...
Oh, my God. Keep going. Sorry.
I've got to sleep. I'm super tired. Can't you find your own way home?
You see, you don't even know how to solve the problem. That's your problem.
What?
There's a way you can say it where you're not even out of line. You're just being... You're like, the way you're doing it is... I can't even hear you. No, you're coming to get me. That's the end of it.
Okay, what do you say?
Your argument's terrible.
It wasn't the coming to get to her that was the problem. It was you having to take her ass home at 2 in the morning was the problem, right? So address that shit. Be like, yeah, I'll come get you, but I didn't sleep last night. I'm tired. You want to come over? You want to stay tonight? Maybe you can rub my little belly or some shit like that. You know, you could have turned this negative into a positive.
If a girl is pissing out a kidney stone the night before and I'm going out with her, I'm going to be really considerate to her the next day. If she wants me to come over, I know you're going to piss out kidney stones, but whatever. I'm trying to be there for you because you're hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's more like you're there for her, and you just...
I asked her to come because I wanted to see her.
Yeah. I think you guys are missing this. They're like,
and she said, I want to come, but I don't want to catch a train home.
No, I'll drive you home.
Is it like that?
I think that's close.
Look, I'm trying to really choose my words carefully. You guys aren't in love because it's too soon for anybody to be in love. They're certainly infatuated. Yep. And you know when a relationship is new and fresh and you'll like do stupid stuff that you shouldn't even do, like you'll stay up all night talking on the phone even though you're going to see each other tomorrow. So he knew it was a bad... He knew it wasn't a wise move, but he was willing to bend over backwards to see her, and she would have been willing to bend... It may have disrupted her day
to
be out late.
I want to talk to my Yashi. I love you, Yashi. I want to talk to you so much. You give me your chorizo. I listen to the Smiths and you fuck me.
Is she talking a little bit?
No, she doesn't.
Does she like the Smiths?
She does like the
Smiths.
She doesn't say anything like that.
That's her.
I am her.
It's creepy, huh? Listening to it. Is it creeping you out, Josh?
It's not because it sounds anything like her, but...
He's torn. He hears that voice, but he sees my body. He's like, I'm kind of turned on, but I'm not.
Yeah, it's like when a dog hears their master's voice on the phone.
Yeah.
They start running in circles.
Look, I didn't come in complaining about anything. There's nothing for me to be upset about. You're the one who said I look like shit and what's wrong.
Don't point the finger at me. I did nothing. I came in here just to do my job.
Well, what I started to say way earlier is I didn't take a good look at you, but I didn't notice you looking particularly disgruntled today.
I don't think so.
No, you look the same to me.
Yeah.
You look tired to me.
Well, I am
and
tired.
And you admitted you were.
I'm very tired, but I'm not complaining.
So?
So there's something wrong.
Say you were.
What should I have done differently?
I don't think you'll be performing your job correctly.
I think I'm performing my job very well.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
What's up on them painkillers? You should probably tell your doctor you're still in pain.
I have like 6-year-old Mexican pain.
I couldn't keep up. I broke so many bones. They gave me so many jobs.
You're 6-year-old Mexican? Oh, God. I'm a 6-year-old Mexican. I date Josh.
You date Josh?
I'm sorry.
You're 6?
See?
Is that why you don't drive over to his house?
My tricycle takes too long to ride on my tricycle.
Right. Josh has never asked you to come over on a tricycle, has he?
See, he has, senor.
Pedal over here from South Central. I don't care how long it takes you.
Wait a minute. She's from South Central?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, you got a little
Gangsta hood bitch, chick. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Dang.
So does this make you a blood or a crib?
Neither yet. I've got my initiation ceremony.
They're going to beat the fuck out of you.
By the way, Crip application. Shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Check you out, huh? Gangsta ass motherfucker.
So you drove to South Central.
Yeah. So you drove to South Central at 1 o'clock in the morning last night.
Yes, I did.
Fuck yeah.
And you haven't slept for 24 hours.
Yeah, do you know, like, near her house, there's like just like a rabid dog on the street?
Just saying. Red Dragon! Just for you. What do you mean it's a rabid dog?
There's literally a dog with rabies that's like hanging out on the street.
Did it attack?
No, but...
Does it attack your girlfriend?
She doesn't like being near it.
You cough?
Yeah.
Do you have rabies?
No.
That was a rabies cough.
That was not a rabies cough.
Sounded like rabies.
Wait. There's a difference between saying one time on her street I saw a dog that has rabies.
The last two times I went down there, the same rabid dog was on the street.
So there's just a rabid dog at large and none of the neighbors feel compelled to do anything about it.
And you're accusing this dog of having rabies. It's a very serious accusation.
That is a serious accusation.
Was he frothing at the mouth?
When I first saw,
how do you know it's not just a snowball?
Okay. When I first saw this dog...
Was your girlfriend by
that? The dog was in the middle of the street and looked kind of sick.
Didn't have us
and I was driving really close to it and the dog wasn't moving out of the street.
Just saying.
Okay. I was driving really close to it and the dog wasn't moving out of the street. And then I looked and there was like a cop there that was kind of like observing the dog and he said, the dog's not going to move out of the way for you. The dog is sick.
Did he have assless chaps on?
No, he didn't.
Does the dog have a car?
No.
You're saying your girlfriend and the dog with rabies has no car. Or chaps.
Neither of them have either of those.
Good. So the rabies dog, you drive around it? Like it stands on the road all day? Doesn't it get hot?
I don't know what's up with the dog, but the last couple times I've seen the dog was just out on the street.
On a certain time of the day, he comes out to say hello to everybody, and everybody accuses him of having rabies for doing so. Tough streets. You know what I mean? Maybe it's just the dog trying to hang out. You ever thought of that? Why does it have rabies? Doesn't rabies dogs attack everybody?
I mean, I don't think they attack cars, but I think they do attack people.
So you're saying if you had a stepdad, he was ready to go.
So there are no pedestrians on the street.
I imagine there's a lot of guns out there, too, right? Why don't they just shoot the fucking dog?
How come the police officer didn't get attacked by the rabies?
Yeah, if the police are observing the rabies dog, what wouldn't it be incumbent upon the police to do something about the rabies dog?
Yeah, how did it get away from the police?
Other than telling you to drive around it?
Like, and then how does it keep coming back to the same spot and still getting away from the police?
I'm just observing what I saw. I also have a lot of questions about this. I don't know why there is just a rabies dog on the street and the police aren't doing anything about it, just watching it.
Maybe it doesn't have rabies.
Both the girlfriend and the police officer said it was like a
girlfriend?
Dog. Yes.
Broccolina. She has a name.
Yeah. Broccolina says that the dog has rabies.
Yeah.
So you're going with the dog has rabies.
I believe the dog has
kinda rabies. Kind of like, this bar is not a gay bar.
She's an expert in these things.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Does it concern her that her family lives on the same street that a rabid dog patrols?
I think it probably does. I think it does concern her.
Concern her enough to move her to some sort of action?
Why don't you kill it for her?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
That's romantic as all fuck.
I can't kill a dog.
Why not? It's got rabies.
Boss up.
Boss the fuck up. Yeah. Boss up.
Yeah, show her what's up and hit that thing with a fucking toothbrush.
Yeah, come on, man. That dog
cray. That dog cray. I mean, that's the shit I understand. It's like,
come up behind that thing and fucking...
Ding, 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 ding. What's up, motherfucker?
Execution style.
Yeah, yeah.
Come at me, bro.
Then just walk off. Like nothing happened. Throw the fucking toothbrush to your girlfriend. She'll stash it.
Wait, how do you kill... What do you mean a toothbrush? How do you kill a dog with a toothbrush?
Sharpen it up, fool.
Oh.
Okay. Prison rules.
Yeah, man.
Shanking
it. I'm not going to shiv a dog.
Why not?
That dog's already dead.
You're in South Central, motherfucker. That's how they die.
It's dog eat dog, raw dog.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, you raw dog. You let some other dog be all around your girl with rabies and shit.
Sooner or later, you're going to have to make a move. And if you're fucking a gangster, it's going to have to be a gangster move. And I say shanking a dog from behind is gangster.
Hell yeah.
And like fucking just with it. You know what I mean? Cha-cha-cha-cha. You're out. You're done.
I'm not shaking a dog.
It's got fucking rabies, man.
I'm not shaking a dog.
Put it out of its misery get fucking points.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Gangster points.
Gangster.
You ever had a... You ever,
I don't even know if that'll get me points. I can see doing that, and then she'll be like, after you killed that dog, I can't look at you the same way again.
You got it all wrong,
then
you
barbecue
you're going to get some gangster pussy.
Right up. She'd be like,
bring some tortillas.
You're old man. I see you killed a dog. I say, yeah, she's the guy for me.
She doesn't sound anything
like that. He took the machete and he killed the dog with a toothbrush machete. He is so handsome. He looks just like Jesus. Jesus.
I know. When you talk about Jesus.
I got you a button down. No, only one button.
Just pick up.
God, she's never ever coming on this show ever.
Do you think I have a faggoty voice?